You can choose to be what you've never been, do what you've never done, and win what you've never won before. Be inspired to do more, to be more. Read Soul of a Lifter by Gino R. Carroll. Softcover and ebooks are available on Amazon.com and GinoRCarroll.com, with the audiobook due out this fall.
This is Blunt Talk, your source for good inspirational news only, with your host, Gino R. Carroll.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Blunt Talk Podcast. We're broadcasting tonight from the basement floor of my gym, X Fitness, Welland, Ontario, Canada. This episode is part of a special series that previews the Northern Football Conference Championship game this Saturday, guaranteed to lift. There's enough depressing news in the world. We won't contribute to more. X Fitness is committed to the celebration of good, inspirational news only. Our guest today is Marcus Wisdom from Toronto, Ontario, middle linebacker of the GTA All-Stars. But first, our motivational speech for the day: beat the block. Ladies and gentlemen, real life lesson number 607 that I've taught to my football players and college students for 40 years is beat the block. Speed in the standings is not created equal. Falling into last place is faster than climbing into first place. No one will move out of your way. You have to beat the blockers who get in your way. Your competition wants the championship ring just as much as you do. You won't have a clear path. If you wait for the path to clear on its own, someone else wins the race to the top. Nothing just happens, not randomly, not accidentally, not by luck, and not overnight. What you focus on grows, both good and bad. There's only two directions of growth, for a team and individually. You grow up or you grow down. You have two choices about your God-given gifts and talents: build them or bury them. It's the central theme of my book, Soul of a Lifter. Exercise free will to either underachieve or overachieve. Your choice. There's no greater reward, ladies and gentlemen, than putting up ladders for others. Soul lifting lifts your soul. Top 1000 workout song of the day: The Unforgiven 2 by Metallica. Released in 1997, it's a masterpiece. Metallica has the most songs on my top 1000 list. $1.29 on iTunes. Guaranteed to lift. Ladies and gentlemen, from Toronto, Ontario, welcome to Blunt Talk Podcast, Marcus Wisdom.
Thank you very much, sir.
Marcus, you have a championship game on Saturday. Our worldwide audience tunes in every episode to get motivated, to help reach their full potential by hearing the professional, the athletic journey of our guests. Marcus, can you share with us your athletic journey, where you came from and where you are today?
Marcus,
your defense obviously is a high-caliber defense. To get to any championship game, it doesn't just happen. Can you give us an insider's look into the mind, body, and soul of the GTA defense? What's it all about? What's the identity of this defense?
No fly zone, straight. That's how we play. No fly zone. We try to play every game and leave in that scoreboard with the goose egg as much as possible. I take this defense very seriously. I know the other captains on the defense also take this defense very seriously. We just try to be the best. You know, we don't try to let anyone get in our way. We know that if we do what we have to do and we put a zero up there, there's no one that can beat us. We don't rely on the offense. We do our job, and we let the offense go out there and do their thing, but defense goes out there and plays balls out. No fly zone at all. That's all I can really say, you know, like they're aggressive. We're hard on each other a lot. You can see it in some of the games. We've said it from the beginning of the season. We've been really rough on each other, getting each other on the field. But, you know, like, that just shows you how much these guys really want to win, how much it means to them, and how important it is for them to go out there as a unit, as a group, not as individuals, and play great defense together. And everyone does their job, and there's no one in this league that can beat us, not one team.
Marcus, yesterday we had the Sarnia quarterback, Pat Wright, as a guest on Blunt Talk Podcast. He explained to us the heart and soul of the Sarnia offense from his perspective. Now, from your perspective, can you give us an insider's view, having been on the field against them this year during the regular season? What is the Sarnia offense all about, and what do you have to do to win this game?
You know, I got to give them credit. You know, we went out there and beat them 70-0 the first game. I think it was 70, around 70-something in the first game in their home. They came down the next week and, you know, they erased that memory from their minds and they played a great game. Their offense came out ready. They were prepared and they gave us that game. I mean, we took that loss and I had to give them respect for that. You know, like they're a hard group, they're a hard fighting group. They work together and they know what they got to do to win. And I got to give them all the respect, you know, from taking a loss like that, coming back and beating the team that beat you that much. Doesn't really see that too often in football. But they're a great group. Their offense is very well put together. A decent run game. A balanced pass game. You know, he's a big boy. He's more like a Ben Roethlisberger in my eyes, you know. So, like, he's hard to take down. And that those few extra seconds it takes to take him down gives him those quick dump-off passes that he needs to get to get those first downs and keep moving. So, you know, we just got to make sure we go out there, we play our game. You know, we hit them hard, we come after, we send pressure, and we can break that offense.
Marcus, in my experience as a coach in the NFC and at every level I've coached at, I've learned one thing. You don't win championships without player leadership on the field. I don't care if they're veterans, rookies. Players have to display and demonstrate leadership on the field. Because there's only so much leadership a coach can give from the sidelines. You are a defensive captain. Can you explain to our worldwide audience, for those who may not be familiar with football, those who are familiar with football, what does it take? What are the elements of leadership that are on your shoulders to lead your defense?
Try to lead by example, try to show these guys that I'll go the 100 mile with these guys, you know, and
Marcus, you've proven to be a high performer individually. To get to the level of football that you're playing at, the journey that you've explained, as I said earlier, it didn't just happen. Nothing just happens. I've coached tens of thousands of players who all want to get to the next level. You've done that. Can you explain to younger student athletes, to parents of athletes who are thinking about playing contact sports or who are in contact sports, just explain to the world in general, what does it take to get to the next level? What are the elements of high performance?
You know, just keep pushing yourself, you know, and don't let anything get in your way. Don't let anyone get in your way. And don't let anyone tell you that you can do something. You can do anything you put your mind to. For me, I've always believed that God's by my side. And, you know, like, I try not to let anyone get in my way. I just try to push myself, and I don't think there's anyone that can tell me I can do something. Support is also great, very great. Parents, if you have children that are in any sport, not just football, not any contact sport, any sport at all, support is huge. My mom has always supported me my whole life. She's never been a huge football fan. She's always been there. She's always, anything I could ever ask for from her, she's given to me. She knows how passionate I am about the game. If your child is passionate about this or anything, support is crucial. Don't let them feel like they're alone. There's going to be times where they're down and things aren't going their way. And, you know, they're going to be hard on themselves, you know. There's just going to be those days. They're going to look for that support, that family, those friends behind them to let them know that they're not alone, you know. They can get past this. We come over a lot of obstacles in life. And I believe football helps a lot with dealing with stuff like that. You come up with a lot of obstacles in football. And it relates a lot to life as well, where you could overcome anything if you put your mind to it.
Marcus, we have a tradition at Blunt Talk Podcast where we end every podcast with the exact same question. Imagine that you are speaking to every human being on planet Earth. This is a great world. It's a wonderful world. It's a beautiful world, but it gets complicated sometimes. We all need to be lifted. Can you share with us your inspirational message that would lift every soul on this planet? Amen, Marcus. Well said. Marcus, great pleasure to have had you on Blunt Talk Podcast. We wish you all the best, you, the GTA All-Stars. We wish you all the safety and happiness in this game and blessings and all good things.
Thank you, sir. Good clap.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. We've had over 10,000 downloads. We are honored. We are blessed. Thank you again for tuning in. Blessings and all good things. Peace.
Our final installment in this special series will feature Gord Goddard, NFC executive, with his prediction for the NFC championship game.